Okay, hope you enjoyed that ripping version.
Boo!
So, given that we had two nights of music, four sets to choose from, why don't we discuss a little how we decided to wean it down to two discs?
We all voted. We all put all the songs on a list of paper, and everyone said which was good for them, for their particular mind being, like, if my voice cracked in this song, I don't want this going out. Or...
And that was actually a reason why I voted for that song.
Yeah. Basically, everybody voted for what song they liked, and then Kevin tallied the
secret ballots, and we came.
They were
up
secret,
with,
weren't
came,
they?
Yeah. They were. That way, there wasn't too much influence on other people's opinions. I felt like for the most part, we all agreed, at least with the majority of the tunes. Oh, joining us now, Andy Farrick.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
This podcast just became much, much cooler.
I do what I can.
You don't think that there were people like politicizing their like maybe going maybe I don't remember me doing this, but hypothetically I could have gone up to Joe and say, "Man, you played great on Push the Pig," because I wanted that to go on the album. Not that you would have played great, or that I would have complimented
right.
you on it.
Well, regardless of if you did that, I mean, I enjoy the kind of positive reinforcement from you.
Yep.
It's nice.
Mm.
This band has always been abound in said reinforcement.
I think another thing we were looking for was good general energy on a tune, and if we felt like the song really had something happening with that. So that was almost more important than if it was played perfectly. I mean, there are certainly a few mistakes in there from Brendan that, you know, what is a mistake? You know, is it really a mistake, or is it something new that you've created?
No, it's just God farting in the moment and like, oops, sorry.
Blaming it on God, huh?
Yeah,
so
dude.
You're controlled by God, like
I'm controlled like a remote control car by God. When He wants me, when I was 14 and I was throwing rocks into windows, that He wanted me to do that.
Wow.
To gain the experience of how it was wrong.
To learn from your mistakes.
Yeah, totally.
The great, Paul, I suppose, who was
right.
Saul.
He was knocked. Saul was knocked off the horse, and then went from killing the Jews to being a Jew.
Yeah. So. New nickname for Brennan, Saul Bayless.
Saul, you heard it, folks.
Okay.
Feel free to call him that at shows. Make signs, whatever.
Wow.